Yo, what up, what? What up, what up, what up? This is Abyss Killer on Fuck Outta Here. Yo, what up, y'all? I just was watching shit online and shit. And, man, I seen this shit called on hiphopisreal.com on YouTube. Go check that out. Subscribe, all that good shit. You know, hit that bell for them. But they have a lot of good interviews because they're actually around where, like, battle rappers are at and shit, which is actually dope. So they get dope interviews. The frog shit, I don't understand it, but whatever. We'll go past that. Alright, like, fucking Gwitty's talking shit to Tay Rock and shit. Go watch that shit. Go watch that shit. But there's one part I really want to talk about. Like, the Prez Mafia part, where Prez Mafia and, you know, Jack Boy's in it too. You know. But they both doing some weird shit. Like, y'all go through me. Like, are you even Tay Rock's friend? Do you even fuck with Tay Rock like that? Like, whatever, I don't know. But that was some corny moves. But the Prez Mafia shit was even, that shit was cornier than corny, nigga. That shit was retarded. This nigga was like, oh, I'll do with these hands. Nigga, you lucky there wasn't a nigga like me around. And that was Gwitty's friend. Nigga, I'm like, what? Like, what is this nigga talking about? Nigga, we talking battle rap or are we talking something else? Cause that's that corny shit. And nigga, I don't even think you write your own shit. You still working with your cousin. I bet you still working with your cousin. Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You don't write that shit. I could tell you don't write that shit. Look at how the fuck you used to rap when you first came on. This motherfucker was so fucking, like, moving around and all this shit and trying to act out his bars. And then now this nigga comes out and he's barely moving a little bit and, like, fuck out of here, nigga. Somebody's directing your ass. Somebody's directing you. So, nigga, you ain't spitting that shit. Your cousin's still writing your shit. I'm talking shit. So what? Like, that shit is corny to me, nigga. You trying to switch it up. I am a man, nigga. Fuck your little ass hands, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. And none of y'all, even y'all niggas there, but like, yo, keep this shit battle rap. Why you trying to act tough? Nigga trying to act tough. Nigga, you corny. Nobody likes you. You're stealing ass. Stealing ass, nigga. Scamming ass. You a scammer. You battle rap scammer, nigga. Shut up. This nigga's battle rap scammer. Like there's just certain shit I don't like that I just go at. You know what I'm saying? There's certain shit I don't like, nigga. And you trying to act tough? Like, you trying to act tough. I don't like that bully shit, nigga. Bully me. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Corny ass, nigga. Like, oh, man. But whatever. Let's get off that corny ass dude. Prez Mafia stealing ass. Nigga, you be stealing. You shouldn't even be battle rapping. You should be shunned and exiled from the battle rap community. Shut up already. That, with these hands I'm talking about. Shut up, nigga. Corny ass. Niggas be corny. That's how you know corny your ass is. Nigga had to bring up the fist because he ain't writing his bars. Fuck out of here. What else? That Snake Eyes, Dougie, and Ryder, and Jack Boy main release trailer. That shit, I like the trailer, but I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. Oh, yeah, go watch that shit, Ultimate Rappling. You know what I'm saying? URL. If you don't know, nigga, you're lost. So go get a fucking phone book and find where the fuck you at. All right, a map or something. And find where the fuck you at because you lost. We don't know what URL is. All right, let's go. Right, so the Snake Eyes and Dougie versus Ryder and Jack Boy main release trailer was cool. But the shit that fucking Snake Eyes and Dougie said, that shit was fire compared to what...
These hoes, it's too late for that, Don. Oh,
my bad. My bad. Press the button on my phone. That was the Briz and Ill Will battle. I watched that. That shit was cool. That shit was cool. I think it was... I think it was like... kind of a good back and forth. Like, but let me go back to Snake Eyes, Dougie, and Ryder, and Jack Boy. Like, I think with fucking Snake Eyes and Dougie, they look like they did better from the trailer. Like, to me, if I was just to judge the trailer, like, their shit was more fire than what Ryder and Jack Boy main said. They look like they fucked up. Or it was just Jack who said something, and Ryder look uncomfortable. That nigga looked scared. Like, he looked uncomfortable. Like, he wasn't comfortable. Jack, I give him that one thing. That nigga's comfortable on stage. That nigga's comfortable wherever he goes. I fuck with him. Like I be talking shit to him. Just because, you know, Jack does dumb shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him. He don't know me. But, you know what I'm saying? When niggas do dumb shit, you know, I gotta go at them. But It's out of respect to the love of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? So, keep it battle rap, niggas. But also, like, I don't know, Jack, I'm telling you, if that motherfucker would just go in the dungeon, stop doing interviews just for a little bit, and just, nigga, work on your shit, make your shit thing, and don't ever, like, with battle rappers, don't try too hard. Like Jack, like when he's performing wise, he don't try hard. He's just being Jack. You could tell because he's the same nigga in his fucking interviews. Like, that's what's dope. Like that's what you start to learn about Jack. He's the same dude in his interviews. Now he just gotta use them same things he does in his interviews. In the same body language that he uses in his battles, he has to bring that into the words. Like, some shit, I don't like some of his content. That's all it is, some of his content. Who is Jack Boy Mane? That's what I be saying. Niggas be getting confused because it is a loaded question. Like, when I tell a battle rapper, you want to be the best, you got to find out who the fuck you are. Who the fuck are you, nigga? Like... Alright, but in that trailer, Snake Eyes and Dougie definitely looked like they came off better with that bar. Like, they had the crowd lit. So I actually want to see when that comes out and see what happens. And the Briz Rothstein and L. Will, like, that was... I already did a thing on that. But, like, you know, I thought it was a great back and forth. So I don't want to talk about that much. Yeah, I was watching Flip the Script. I watched Flip the Script. Episode 30.5. Go subscribe to Queen's Flip on YouTube. Go subscribe to him. Shout out to him. He has some good-ass interviews. And, you know, I rocks with him. But let niggas talk sometimes, nigga. You be wilding out for no reason. Like, and you low-key be at... Like, be wanting niggas to get into detail, but you don't want to get into detail about shit about, like, nigga, that's crazy. Who you working for, Flip? For real. And, alright, yeah, and I watched Complex News with DJ Academics and Joe Buttons and Nadeska. I finally fucking remember her name. But, I watch that shit every Monday through Thursday. Go check that out on Complex on YouTube with DJ Academics, Joe Buttons, and Nadeska. That shit is fire. Sometimes they have guests on there, which is dope. You know what I'm saying? And the last guest that was on there, that was Vic Mesa. I fuck with dude, yo. I fuck with dude's personalities. You know what I'm saying? Like I could tell... when somebody's in their interview or how they, like, you know, how they handle shit, like if I'd be like, yeah, I can hang out with that person. Like I know me and that person would click or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of, There's a lot of like people just can't click with. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people like oil and water you don't click with. So, you know, if you don't click with somebody, you kind of gotta like, you know what I'm saying? Go in your own path. Follow your own flow of the river. You know what I'm saying? That water shit. It's that water talk, nigga. Best killer. All right. What else did I watch? Another fatal police shooting. Like, oh my God. Like, shit's crazy, man. What the fuck is going on? And this one, it's a female. I don't really know that much on it. I watched it real quick. It's like a minute and 28 seconds on Complex News. Go watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's on Complex on YouTube. And what else did I, you know, there's a lot of shit. A Facebook shooting in Myrtle Beach. Like, what the fuck? Like, motherfuckers is wilding. People are definitely wilding. And I was watching videos where motherfuckers got like bears for pets. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Why the fuck do you want a bear as a fucking pet? Or a fucking 220 pound fucking tiger or a fucking lion? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that you want a fucking polar bear? What the fuck? Motherfuckers want a polar bear? Yeah, there's this one video. That shit had me rolling, right? It's like bear sits next to a man photographing other bears. Like this bear, this nigga thought he was sneaky. This nigga thought he was gonna roll up, sit next to dude, like doo 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 doo. Like, this motherfucker sat down. This nigga looked at him like, "What up, Bill?" And then fucking the bear started going closer to him, like, "Nigga, I'm about to eat this motherfucker." And the dude's like, "Ah, get away from me." What's hilarious? Yeah, I would have fucking bolted, son. I would have been like, pshoom, nigga, I would have been out. Nigga, I would have fucking ran so goddamn fast. My fucking shoes would have got fucking melted into the fucking grass. Nigga, I would have climbed. Oh, man, you can't get away from them motherfuckers. Like, you can't climb a tree, can't do shit. Oh man, that's probably the best thing was to do what he did. Excuse me. But, oh man, fuck no. I ain't no fucking big ass bear getting next to me, nigga. I'm gone. Fuck that, nigga. I'm probably gonna shit myself, have a heart attack, everything all at once. My life is gonna flash. Yes. Oh shit, yeah. Fuck that. Oh, hells no. Nigga, oh, hell no. Nigga, I would have shot the bear right there while he wasn't paying attention. I'm like, fucking bang, like, get the fuck away from me. Oh, man. That would have been hilarious. Not killing the bear, but, like, how fucking scared shitless I would have been. I'd have been scared shitless. That should have been fucking hilarious. And, oh, yeah, there's something else I wanted to talk about, too. There's a few minutes left. Yeah, like, it seems like rappers these days, like, they don't really talk about like or like anything, like, even on Complex, on fucking you know, where Charlemagne's at, Power, whatever, and then fucking Hot 97. They don't really talk about the fucking music. Like, people don't talk about the music, the bars, the beats, who made the beats, who fucking produced it, who did. Like, is that, they say one question about that, and like, that's it, and it's over. And then all they worry about is what the fuck motherfuckers got going on. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. Oh, yeah, they have a fight with their girlfriend or this. Like, what the fuck is going on these days? Is there's other shit in this fucking planet to worry about besides the actual, like, rappers' fucking lives, or the fucking, even the movie stars' lives? Like, let them live their lives, so, and let's enjoy their art, like, because this shit is making hip-hop die to me. Like, I think we're so, like, a person right now could just be a crazy person. There's like, black youngster, like, nobody likes his music. I mean, I don't know anybody who blasts his music. this nigga's famous just for being weird and stuttering. Like, shit, I should have kept my stutter. I used to stutter when I was younger. I should have kept that shit. I would have been a fucking millionaire right now. You know what I'm saying? I would have been fucking stuttering all extra hard and all this other shit. I mean, I think he's doing that shit on purpose. I think he's smarter than what he's making himself, you know, look like. And in a way, he probably got the people that are watching it fooled. So, shout out to him, though. It is what it is. That's, you can't knock a next nigga's hustle. You gotta get it how you live. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. I just want to come in, you know, do a little short podcast today. I gotta, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get more elevated in the situation so that I can get better equipment so I can record longer podcasts. Every time I record a really long podcast, it kind of like sometimes, like, I lose it and it erases. So I'm trying to keep them a little bit shorter. I'll do more of them, though. But, you know, I need y'all to comment, rate, and subscribe if y'all can. Please throw some stars on there. You know what I'm saying? It'll really help out. You know what I'm saying? If I could just get, you know what I'm saying, a little more support for the people that are listening. If you could go to iTunes, you know, comment, rate, subscribe. Tell me what you think. Hate on it. I don't give a shit. Just rate it. Rate it one star. Who gives a shit? Just like... You know what I'm saying? Just rate it, just so I can get on the ratings list. All right. So, thank you for watching. Not watching. Thank you for listening. That's what you get when you fucking do a podcast and you're litty. Okay, so... And always stay focused. Stay going straight forward. And let the motherfucking haters hate. Yo, comment, rate, and subscribe. And thank y'all for listening. I'm out.